It's closing in on 8:51 at News Radio KMAN as our busy Friday morning continues. Standing by, Brandon Peoples, joined this hour by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran.
All right. Thank you very much, Troy. And we say welcome to Senator Moran, who joins us live here on the phone. Good morning, Senator.
Brandon, good morning to you. Checking in to see how you're doing without Dave.
It's a little different. We're navigating, though.
It's definitely
I know you can do it.
It's a definitely different face that he has to stare at here through the window, so I'll give him that credit.
Sounds like a great team replacing that Dave Lewis.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, appreciate that. I know you've had a kind of a busy couple weeks here, Senator. You took a trip to Eastern Europe, and that had to have been eye-opening for you, kind of getting to see firsthand what's going on with the situation in Ukraine.
Absolutely. In fact, I think I was on the Ukrainian border where President Biden apparently is visiting today. And it was a visit to our military men and women, certainly those from Kansas, but across the country. Spent some time with General Sims and the first ID from Fort Riley, and got brought up to date on their mission and their activities, and offered our gratitude from folks in the Fort Riley area and across Kansas for their service. But also, perhaps the focus of this visit was on both the military and humanitarian needs of the Ukrainian people. And the situation is certainly, on the humanitarian side, just tragic. This is not like a earthquake, a tornado, a tsunami, a flood. This is man-made by the evil person, Vladimir Putin, who has created this circumstance. 700,000 school-age kids crossing the border to get out of Ukraine, who now need attention and help and education and schooling. And then the message from the Ukrainians that we visited with, we need the military, lethal military assistance, defense assistance, not only what you promised, but make sure what you promised gets here. And we probably need more than what is currently in the pipeline.
Has the delegation had an opportunity to meet with the Biden administration yet? I know that was something that was talked about that needing to happen.
Brandon, I was hoping that I'd have the chance to visit, that we'd have the chance to visit. I mean, I should say it was a bipartisan group of senators, right. Republicans, Democrats, and an independent who made that trek. And it's pleasing to me, we spoke with one voice, so that our adversaries as well as our allies know that this is not a partisan issue, and that message needs to be conveyed to Putin, but also to the people of Ukraine and certainly NATO. And I'd hoped to visit with the president before he departed on his trip, but it didn't happen. We've also asked for the chance to visit with the Secretary of Defense, and that is in the works. We'll see what the president has to say and do from Europe and when he returns.
I know that both you and Senator Marshall kind of agreed here that bureaucracy is kind of slowing things down here a bit. Have you seen any improvements here in the past few days on that front?
Well, we've asked for a full accounting as to what is being sent and where it is in the process of being sent. And that's one of the concerns. I mean, I think this administration started, and perhaps American people, the world, started with the belief that Ukraine would be overrun in a matter of a few days. And because of the tremendous leadership of Zelensky and because of the will of the Ukrainian people, perhaps the incompetence and misdirection of the Russian troops, that's not been the case. And I think we were ill-prepared for being in a position to actually help the Ukrainians win. And that's the message I bring home, that it is possible for Ukrainians to win. We ought to support them not in a way that just prolongs the battle, but actually puts them in a position at the end of the battle to be a victor. And that's one takeaway. The second is that we have to move more quickly. Every minute, every day that goes by means more death to Ukrainians. And so it seems to be moving more quickly. We're waiting for further validation that that's the case.
Yeah, we're speaking with Senator Jerry Moran here on News Radio KMAN. I'm curious if you have any worries. Anytime the word nuclear gets thrown out there, that gets a lot of people concerned here. Do you think it will escalate to that level at some point?
Brandon, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't know, don't know, but I receive classified briefings. I'm an appropriator for the intelligence community, so I receive briefings at the top highest level. I don't know, and I don't think anybody is in the mindset of Vladimir Putin. Having said that, this is a leader who caused his military to attack nuclear power plants. That is not a rational decision. And it's a very dangerous one. So I have no comfort level, particularly if the Russians are able to march their way through Ukraine without paying a huge price, that this necessarily stops at the Ukrainian border. And, of course, if Poland or Romania, other European countries would be attacked or nuclear weapons were used against them, we have obligations under NATO, just as they have to us, to respond to their defense. And so I don't know what if there is a line, what that line is, but I know that we can't look the other way. Certainly we want to be rational and thoughtful in how we proceed, but we are dealing with somebody who will not reciprocate that only evil, but perhaps the mindset is such that there is no ability to make rational decisions on the part of Putin.
Hmm. Well, continue to watch that situation develop here across the seas. Here at home, I know there's another major story going on here in Washington. That's the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And how do you think that's going? It sounds like we hear differing things here in the news on that whole process.
Well, I mean, she is very, she performed very well in the committee in the sense of intelligence, articulation, experience. The question I've asked every Supreme Court nominee that I've dealt with in this process while I've been in the Senate is, how do you see your role as a justice? Isn't your job, and I would ask it less leading, but in my view, the job is to interpret the law as written, even if you don't like the law. You are the umpire calling strikes and balls in a most neutral way possible. And it does not seem that that's the case with this nominee. I am scheduled to have a meeting with her. I have a meeting scheduled with her in the near future, and I'm looking forward to that early in April. But the hearings have wrapped up. I hope that they continue to be more. What I'm looking for is a circumstance in which we treat this nominee with great respect, and she's considered on the merits, and I hope that would be the case.
You know, when I was talking earlier this week, we've seen so many of these over the last few years, and as Washington has become more polarized, these have become more polarized. Do you think that's unfair to the nominees?
Absolutely not. I can imagine the circumstance in which, you know, family members are seated in the room. You're making decisions about your future that affect other people. I always try to remember that when I'm having a conversation with someone unrelated to a confirmation hearing, is that they have friends and family who love them, and you wouldn't want to be part of the destruction of a person. Certainly one's character and background and experiences are something that's really important in making these decisions, especially on a lifelong position, but this ought not be personal or terribly partisan political. It ought to be about the merits, and every person is deserving of our respect.
All right. Well, Senator Moran, anything else before we wrap things up with you this morning?
No, I appreciate the chance to be with you. I'm making it back to Manhattan today, and I'm looking forward to being in the neighborhood for the weekend.
What do you think of the new coach, Coach Tang? Have you heard anything from him?
I have not heard. I've not talked to him. I've not had a conversation, but the reports seem to be pretty darn positive. So wish him well upon his arrival in Manhattan.
If you get 15 minutes today, go watch the press conference from yesterday. It was an absolute winner.
All right, good. That's great to hear.
All right. Senator Moran, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brandon. Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock at News Radio KMAN. We'll join CBS News, already in progress.